Welcome to Fables and Fairy Tales, where this week the story is... Huff McTuff. This story was written by me, and it's based on a story made up by Logan from the Year 5 class at Hawkston Primary School. Here to read it to you, it is I, your storyteller Chip Cahoon. This is part one, the start of the fun. So with a wink and a grin, let us begin. In a land far away, in the old and distant past, was a beast who was loud, and so very, very vast. He ate bones for his tea, and his attitude was gruff, and he went by the name of the Giant Huff McTuff. All the hair on his head was so long it touched his toes, as indeed did the hair that extended from his nose. It got tied up in knots and was dirty, foul and rough. But if caught in the rain, it would puff up into fluff. I suppose that is why Huff McTuff was all alone. All the knots in his hair made him permanently moan. And all those who went near to his mountain home would flee from his fearful lament, a berserk and piercing... That great howl was so harsh, it demolished every hope. Even you'd be disturbed if you heard that giant mope. It was quite like the sound of a more recent invention that's named after Huff, the annoying moped engine. One morning, one day, this enormous grumpy head soon felt sure he'd got up on the wrong side of the bed. Such a mess was his hair, it was getting in his eyes. So he stropped, and he stamped, and he howled his horrid cries. Soon his mountainous feet made the ground begin to shake, and in no time at all, he had caused a major quake. From his mountaintop fell an avalanche of rock and snow, which began to descend on the city down below. But I can't say what came of the giant stomps and curses until you have heard another 20 of my verses and met the young lass with a shiny cap and tassel, fair Princess Barrette, who resided in the castle. That day, she awoke in the chamber where she stayed to a knock on the door from her cheery chambermaid. As the princess got dressed for a pleasant day ahead, soon the maid was at work and was tidying the bed. So the princess inquired, "Can I help you out with this?"
"Of course you can't," said the maid, adding, "You're the princess, miss."
"If you say," she replied. And so feeling useless there, she set off for a space to unwind and brush her hair. She went first to the cabinet. There she found her dad, choosing gifts for the good and comeuppance for the bad. He had ministers to help by presenting all the facts and collecting the gold from the people paying tax. So the princess inquired, "Can I help you out in here?"
"Of course you can't," said the king, adding, "You're the princess, dear."
"If you say," she replied, and so feeling useless there, she set off for a space to unwind and brush her hair.
To find out the results of Huff's earth-shattering temper tantrum, make sure you're subscribed to our podcast for next week's episode. Or, if you don't want to wait, why not become an Epic Explorer? Then you can enjoy every story all at once, to listen to, watch me tell for you, and even have delivered to you through the post. And you know, if you get the book, you can also get right into the story through the amazing illustrations by incredible artists, like Corky Paul, the illustrator for Winnie the Witch. There are two new stories every month, plus two bonus stories that only epic explorers get to see. Ooh, and the stories never disappear either. You can go there and devour over 30 stories right now. To become an epic explorer, just put on your sweetest voice and ask your grown-up to sit with you as you go to fablespodcast.co.uk. Right now, though, it only remains for me to say cheerio, and I hope to hear your story soon. So, cheerio, and I hope to hear your story soon!